Hey everybody, you're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU LPFM, Lexington Community Radio, coming to you live from the north side of Lexington, Kentucky. My name is Chuck and I'm here batting solo today, but it's all good. We have a special guest in the studio. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Mary Catherine White and I'm the Director of Marketing and Special Events over at Red Mile.
Excellent. Well, welcome, Mary Catherine.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
We're happy to have you. Now, you've got a particularly special event going on this weekend that I'd like to talk to you about.
Absolutely. We're really excited.
So you'll have some wiener dog races happening at the Red Mile, right?
That's right. So we started this last year, and we're carrying it over to our race meet this year. Mm-hmm. And we have wiener dog races. We also have an all-breed rescue run, so all dogs under 20 pounds, and a running of the bulldogs, if you can imagine that. So any bulldog. So that'll be fun. That's kicking off on Saturday. Check-in starts at 6, but our races kick off, harness races and wiener dog races, at 7 p.m.
Wow. And now this is the second year you've done it, right?
It is. And we're lucky enough this year to have teamed up with Lexington Humane Society, which they are just a wonderful organization to support and also work with. They've been such a help.
Yeah. And how was the event last year? How did it go?
It was great. You know, it was a first year doing an event. You're always kind of unsure how the turnout's going to be, but I think people genuinely want to get out and have a fun, family-friendly time, and that's what it was. So we had full fields of our wiener dogs last year, and I'm happy to say we have full fields again this year for our wiener dogs. Still a few open spaces for our all-breed and our bulldogs. Mm. I think I have like maybe 2 spaces left in each of those heats, so if you still have a chance to get out there and sign up to get your dog in on the fun. But last year was great, and we're hoping for an even bigger turnout this year.
That's awesome. So how many wiener dogs are we talking?
I have 2 heats of 8 dogs each, which I'm very happy with that. And I think next year we might even have to bump that up because they filled up pretty quickly. So it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Yeah. So Mary Catherine, I want to ask you just a little bit about the Red Mile, but first of all, a little bit about yourself.
Sure.
You know, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Houston, Texas. Cool. Made my way up to Lexington about 4 years ago. I had family up here in the horse industry. Great. And moved here and really just fell in love with the city and the horse industry in general. And I was lucky enough to get over to the Red Mile about 1.5 years ago and have had an amazing experience learning about not only a very historical track in sport, but now we are venturing into kind of the new frontier of horse racing with our instant racing machines. So it's a lot going on any given day, any given weekend, but it is so fun.
That's awesome. And how did you end up at the Red Mile?
You know, I was working for a local farm here and was kind of exploring, trying to get more into the marketing side of things. And Red Mile had, you know, so many openings going on. They had so much happening and saw an opportunity. And luckily started out first doing mostly events and have translated more into the marketing role and touching both the live racing side and the instant racing side. So I kind of get all of it. I love the horses, but I also love the business end of things too. So it's a perfect combination for me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I think the Red Mile is a special place in Lexington, you know?
It is. I mean, when I think about the fact that it was built in 1875, and it's still standing in the same spot, is an incredible just piece of our history. And likewise, the fact that we're the second oldest harness racetrack in the world.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's our little claim to fame there.
Wow.
I think it's really special. And, you know, harness racing, it doesn't get as much of the glory, I would say, as thoroughbreds do. But I think it's a beautiful, beautiful sport. And one of the reasons we're doing these wiener dog races is hopefully get people out, get them to experience harness racing under the night sky. You see downtown Lexington from our track. I mean, it's a cool way to look at horse racing in a different light.
I think so too. And you know, you can even walk around and see some old horse carts, you know, the Stable of Memories. Is that what it's
That's
called?
Right. So the Round Barn, the Stable of Memories is what they call it, is, I mean, it's incredible. And to think they actually had horses in there at one time blows my mind. But, you know, it's a beautiful event space, but also a tribute to the history of the sport in general.
And so now that space is used kind of for events, right? For mostly weddings.
It is. So it is owned by a trust, so a nonprofit, and they keep up that round barn beautifully. And they do private events in there as well. So they are more than happy. They do a lot of weddings and things like that.
Mm. I see. Yeah, well, that's awesome. And, you know, I think it's beautiful. It's a beautiful introduction when you first make that turn off of Broadway to go up to the Red Mile and you pull in.
Absolutely. It's such a cool visual. Mm-hmm. And actually, last night we had some footage air on NBC Sports Network of when we did these motorcycle races in June. Mm-hmm. And it was so cool to see our city and the way they pan down and you see downtown Lexington and then you see that track and that round barn. It's just like, whoa, that's so cool in the middle of Lexington.
Wow. And they were doing motorcycle racing on the Red Mile track?
We did. Wow. So in June this past year, we had this great opportunity to work with American Flat Track Racing. And they came out and we had about 6,000 people, which was awesome to see those grandstands full.
That's awesome.
And they do, it's Harley's Indian motorcycles. Those are, I think, the two main ones that come out. And it's twins and singles. I learned so much. I had no idea anything about motorcycle racing, but it was a great event. And to see that actually broadcast nationally last night was really cool.
So what are twins and singles, if you don't mind?
The type of engine.
Oh, got you.
So the twins are obviously more powerful than the singles. So a lot of the guys that, and girls, there was a girl, she was awesome. Cool. Shayna Texter. I had a total girl crush on her. She was just
that's great.
So awesome. And she got third place in that race. It was cool. But so the twins is kind of what you build up to from the singles. So kind of get more experience, get a little faster.
Faster engines,
on those bigger bikes.
A little wilder.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's cool. So I wanted to ask you a little bit more about the wiener dog races. Mm-hmm. I know we just talked about the wiener dogs, but are there other breeds of dogs that are racing as well?
Absolutely. So we have our all breed rescue run is what I'm calling it. So any breed under 20 pounds. Doesn't have to be a rescue, but we have, I think we have a Italian Greyhound in there. We have a Karen in there. We have some mixes, just kind of, we're not sure.
Are they going to race each other?
They're going to race each other. That's right. I know. It seems a little unfair. But no, it really all depends on how comfortable they are when they get out there. Some of them just know exactly what to do and go across that finish line to their owner. And some just kind of walk around and hang out. So it'll be fun. And, you know, it's all for a good cause. So to me, that's what it's about, getting people out there to support Lexington.
That's awesome. Yeah. So how do you guys find your racing dogs, if you will?
Social media does wonders, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a question I never thought I would ever ask
on
this show.
Exactly. No, it's been, you know, again, partnering up also with Lexington Humane Society, they've really helped us, you know, push that message out to their, you know, their supporters as well. So, but really mostly through our website. People obviously knew that it happened last year, and I've had people call throughout the year, when are you doing that? When are you doing that? So we had a few repeats and some new folks as well and new dogs.
Cool. And the Lexington Humane Society does such a great job. They're
absolutely
incredible.
They've been a dream to work with, and so excited to be able to support them through this effort.
I often find myself on their website just looking at the dogs and being like, I just want to adopt all of them.
I might be guilty of that as well. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend would be none too pleased to know I stalk it probably every day. So,
well, shout out to Will if he's out there. That's awesome. So how do you get the dogs to run? Because I know sometimes dogs can be a little erratic, and particularly wiener dogs with their tiny little legs.
That's right. Okay, you can't force them to run by any means, but the idea is their owner will be at the finish line with a treat, you know, their favorite toy, something like that, a little squeaky. Mm-hmm. They're not running the whole mile. No one be alarmed. They're only running a short distance.
Then 40 yards?
Or? Yeah, exactly. So it's very, they can see their owner.
That's
and they just open up the little dog box, and a lot of the wiener dogs kind of know what to do, and they see their owner and they're just shooting down the track. But some of the others that are like, what are you doing? Why are we here? Just kind of meander out of the box and just kind of hang out. And that's okay too, you know.
That's awesome.
But some really know what they're doing.
Yeah, we were joking before the show that it'd be great if the owners, you know, of actual horses did that during the racing.
Maybe more dangerous, but certainly funny.
Of just seeing like the Kentucky Derby and rather than being up in the box in the grandstand, you're down there just holding some snacks.
Exactly.
Holding some apples.
Like, here's your carrot. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I love that. So the bulldog racing in particular, how does that go about?
We're so excited. We added that this year. Mm-hmm. We saw another track do it somewhere around the country, and my coworker said, you know what, why don't we try this one? And we're open to just exploring and getting people excited about something new. And so we added the running of the bulldogs, and that's any bulldog. So I think I have a French bulldog, and then I have a lot of English bulldogs. So obviously there's a big size difference there. So we'll see how that goes. We might have to divvy it up next year. year. But yeah, so they won't fit in my little saddle claws that I had custom made for the wiener dogs. I think they're going to be too big for those. But we're going to have them, you know, just they'll just wear their bandanas and those will be their post positions. So we'll see how that goes. I don't know if they're as keen on running as the wiener dogs are.
Mm, well, that's amazing that you have custom saddles for the dogs.
I was very excited. I was adamant that we needed some custom wiener dog saddle claws this year.
If you're going to go, you know, go
all
hard.
The way.
Go
that's
all the
right. Way. So we had those made and we're so excited to get those on those cute little wiener dogs.
That's, I love that.
Yeah.
So our greyhounds, probably the biggest breed that races out
well,
there.
Well, and this is an Italian greyhound, so it's smaller.
Oh, I see.
So they're probably, I mean, you know, 18 inches tall. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that the tallest, probably under 20 pounds. So they're much smaller. A greyhound would seem very unfair and actual, because yeah. Most of them I think are retired racing dogs anyway.
Oh, for sure. So. Yeah. Yeah. And are there ever any greyhound races out at the Red
Mall? No, we have never done greyhound racing. Mm-hmm. I know several years back before my time at Red Mall, they did do, quarter horse racing.
Okay.
But we're strictly standard bred racing in terms of the horses. So,
cool.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe it'll go into ostrich racing next year. You know,
I hope.
Who knows?
Yeah.
My imagination goes wild.
Yeah. How do you decide which ostrich looks strong? You know.
I don't know.
Is it the trot?
I don't think I could ever. Who could I convince to get on an ostrich though? That blows my mind.
I bet
the
there's somebody
do
out
it.
There. Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's pretty wild.
It is.
And I've noticed with greyhound racing too. Usually the way that they get them to run is they'll have like a toy kind of that runs along the outside
right.
of the track to get
I think
them
they
excited.
Do that with Jack Russell. They do a lot of Jack Russell racing, I think, at kind of different types of events, and I think they do a similar kind of thing. It's more of like a chasing an item, but you know, ours is just go home to your parents and go after your favorite squeaky
get
toy.
Your squeaky toy, yeah. So do you yourself have a dog, Mary Kathy?
I do. I have she's not able to run. She's too big. She's a yellow lab. She's 60 pounds though, so I don't think she'll go for that.
It's a big dog, yeah, without a doubt.
But if we threw a tennis ball, I mean, she would win.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Maybe have you all thought about doing some bigger dog racing?
You know, not really. I think we're really happy with the little dogs for now.
Mm-hmm. It's cuter.
Yeah.
I mean,
and we're still trying to add on more events to our live racing to get people out there because, you know, harness racing saw its heyday, you know, in the 60s, 70s, mm-hmm. and we've seen a drop off. So we really want to get people back out there to enjoy the racing. And luckily this Saturday, not only is it wiener dog racing, but we have our Kentucky Sire Stakes, one of the legs of Kentucky Sire Stakes, which is some of the best pacers, two-year-old pacers, will be out on that track. Mm-hmm. So not only are you seeing something fun and silly and for a good cause, but there's also these beautiful horses that are some of the best in the country.
That's awesome. And a lot of people come out to the Red Mile and train, right?
They're absolutely. All the time. So people move in to train, I'd say, early July. So, and then our meet doesn't start till late July, and they're through about their training there till about mid-October. The end of our meet it coincides with the first opening weekend of Keeneland is the end of our meet, which is our Grand Circuit racing, which is world-renowned. Truly, we have people coming from Finland and all sorts of, hear so many accents when you're walking around Red Mile those two weekends. It's really neat to know that, this is an international sport. It's not just Kentucky. It's not just the Northeast. It has a lot of fans worldwide.
Without a doubt, yeah. And I've been out there for that, and it is. It's really nice to sit up in those grandstands and look out and see the entire city.
It's cool. Now, have you ever been in the start car?
I haven't, no. What is that?
Oh, we have to get you in the start car.
Yeah, what's the start car?
Well, when harness racing, you start them with a gate. Mm-hmm. And so we have, obviously, men that drive these start cars, and we can allow for a person to get in it. So I'm going to have to get you in it.
I would love to do that.
It is so neat. You're actually face-to-face with these horses. And, you know, people think that standard breds aren't as fast as thoroughbreds. Okay, they're not as fast, but you don't realize how fast they're going until you're right up close to them. And it's incredible.
It's like a Ferrari versus a Mustang.
They're both
really
pretty darn fast, you know. So I'll get you in there and get you in that. It's a great experience, and it really gets you close to the action, and you can hear the drivers talking to each other, and it's a neat experience.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I love that. And you all telecast almost all of your races, right?
That's right. So people bet on our races all around the country, and we are one of the premier tracks for standard bred racing. So we race on Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. So obviously that's being simulcasted across the country.
Mm-hmm.
On those days as well. And people can also come to Red Mile to place their bets on other tracks, be it standardbred racing, quarter horse, or thoroughbred. Mm-hmm. So that's always available to folks at Red Mile.
Cool. And you know, what are some other events that you all have going on out at the Red Mile?
Well, it's a great time of year at Red Mile because there is so much going on. Mm-hmm. With the live racing, we have Wiener Dog Races this Saturday. Next Saturday, we are helping to host Lamb Jam, which benefits Sullivan University students. So they'll come out and do a cooking competition.
Cool.
And then that's rolling into family night. We're doing a little family night out on the race side for folks, you know, bouncy houses and fun stuff for the kids to get everybody excited. And then Sunday next week, we did this earlier in the season. We did Bets and Brews with Country Boy. Mm-hmm. And that's just a free event. People can come in, learn a little bit about Country Boy beer, and then also learn how to handicap standardbred racing. So that's just, you know, learning about how to, a lot of people get overwhelmed. I don't know how to bet standardbreds, but they know how to bet thoroughbreds. So it's just a little tutorial with Gabe Pruitt, who's our house handicapper and also announcer, to learn how to do it and not feel overwhelmed. So this next one we're doing, it's an optional, if you want to partake in the handicapping contest, you can pay $10 and there's a nice prize at the end for folks if they wanted to do that, but they don't have to do that at all.
Yeah, and that's awesome that you all offer that. And I think it's interesting to see what techniques people use to determine what horses they're going to bet on.
Absolutely.
Like, I think for me, my most successful year was one year at Keeneland. Some friends and I, we decided to bet on the horses that sounded the most like Pokemon. And through that system, we won. We ended up winning about $70.
No shame in that game.
Not at all.
No, whatever works.
You know, and and that's after a few failed attempts to be like, okay, let's crunch these numbers here. Maybe let's go see the horses trot and, you know, see which ones look nervous a little bit.
Of course, of course.
So working out at the Red Mile, do you hear a lot of people's kind of techniques or their...
You do. You know, people like to tell me, oh, well, standardbred betting and handicapping is so much easier than thoroughbreds. I don't necessarily know if that's true, but there is a little more consistency in how standardbreds are trained and run. Obviously, it's one mile course every time. That distance doesn't change. But you'll hear people's techniques. You hear the superstition on the first floor, the second floor. You hear the get up, get up, get up. It's kind of a constant, cheering on their horse, hopefully hoping for a win. Standardbred racing, there's a lot of different techniques that you can use. A lot of the times you're looking at how they do in their last race, what kind of competition they're up against. But again, if you see growth in their speed, it's a little more consistent in terms of betting a standardbred than a thoroughbred because they run more frequently.
That's awesome. And so you said yourself you grew up with horses, right?
I didn't so much in Houston, but my sister was always the equestrian, so it's so funny that here I am in Kentucky, in the horse capital of the world.
Does she come visit you sometimes?
She does. I think she's a little jealous that I get to live here. So I moved here 4 years ago and immediately moved onto a farm. Mm-hmm. So I fell in love with just the industry in general and Kentucky. The beauty of the landscape and the traditions here. I fell into the whole equestrian world in terms of the racing as well as the riding. I do love to ride, so.
Cool, me too. Yeah. And I think particularly with the horse industry here, I think it's amazing how many people it pulls here to Lexington and from all over the place. Even on the street we live on, there's a British woman lives here, and you know, she's here occasionally, you know, in and out, but yeah, lives right here, North Lexington.
It's true. The horse world is such an international community. Actually, I had friends visit from LA and from Houston a few years ago, and they were so surprised when I had friends from New Zealand and Ireland and Australia, and that, you know, Keeneland brings in for their sales folks from China and Japan to buy horses. It is truly a mix of the world.
It's true.
So people don't know that. They don't know that when they first think about Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah, and you mentioned that there were some folks from Finland that had showed up for racing. What other countries are common?
Scandinavia is a huge draw for harness racing. It's very popular there. So definitely Scandinavia, I would say, is like very keen for standardbred racing. Canada as well. I would say those are probably the top two areas of the world for standardbred racing. I'm probably missing some, so I'm probably going to get in trouble that I'm missing some countries.
That's okay. Sweden's like, what?
I know, right?
We're not just Scandinavian.
There you go. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great
to
hear.
Very cool.
So how many people, you know, on average kind of visit the Red Mile throughout the year?
You know, it depends. Our first floor is going to garner a lot more attendance with our instant racing machines. But upstairs for our live racing, you're on a regular meet night. It could be, you know, 400 people. And then you go into Grand Circuit and it's thousands.
Wow.
So the racing at Grand Circuit is just, the purses grow a lot. So there's a lot more interest there. Again, folks are coming in from out of the country, out of state to see these horses race. And the circuit kind of makes its way down to Kentucky at that time. So just that's when it gets really popular and it's really fun to be out there. Although I'm really expecting some good attendance for Saturday with these wiener dogs have a big draw. So I'm excited.
Well, if people are calling you to ask about it throughout the year, then obviously you're doing something right.
I hope so.
Well, that's awesome. And so can we talk a little bit more about the telecast racing and some of the new
simulcasting?
Simulcasting. Yeah. Because I think you know, the Red Mile just underwent a huge renovation.
We did.
So what was added to the Red Mile in that renovation?
If you haven't been out, it is quite changed than from what it was and probably what people remember even 5 years ago.
For sure.
So about 2 years ago, we did a multi-million dollar renovation that we added a lot. We kind of added onto the back side of our grandstand and were able to add in 900 instant racing terminals. So these are terminals that are pari-mutuel terminals based on historical horse races. So races that have already been run. And that has been a huge benefit to both Keeneland's purses and Red Miles purses and to the horse industry in general. There's always something going on down there. So, you know, that's open 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. on the weeknights until 4 a.m. on the weekends. Wow. So it is hopping all the time. And so that's a really fun side of Red Mile that a lot of people, they might know in the back of their brain that, oh yeah, I think they did that renovation, but they haven't been out yet. Well, it is truly, just to go see it, you'll be amazed at how it's changed.
I have recently come out and I was amazed.
Yeah.
It has changed quite a bit, you know.
Good.
But it looks so nice.
We're really proud of it. And we really try and maintain the attitude of clean, safe, friendly, and fun. That is what we're going for and all that we do, and getting people to come out, have a good time, and feel like they're in a safe place, and they're more than welcome.
For all you insomniacs out there, you know,
it's
1 a.m.
late night spot,
come
right?
on out.
Come on. And we got good food, so you can't really complain about that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So do you guys get a lot of big winners, a lot of folks that come out and
absolutely.
And win?
I mean, a couple weeks ago, someone came away with a huge jackpot of like $46,000. Wow. So, I mean, you know, people come in and can really do well for themselves. Mm-hmm. And we love that. We love to see winners.
Wow.
You know, and you have then the simulcasting side, which people go upstairs and place their wagers on thoroughbred as well as standardbred racing. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be winners all over the place.
Yeah. Well, that's a 46 grand.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I know.
Wow.
Very cool.
That's pretty amazing.
I know.
And how often do you all have live racing? I know it's just happening this weekend,
right?
Saturday.
So our live racing meet runs this year it ran from July 27th all the way. It'll run to October 9th, I believe, is the last day. And then we race on Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays during our regular meet. And those last two weekends, we actually race Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it kind of picks up there at the end.
That
but
makes sense,
it's night racing typically, so 7 p.m. post time. And again, like I said, seeing Lexington and the track under the lights, downtown and the big blue building kind of in the background, the round barn, it's a neat visual. And it's just a fun place to go on a after Thursday Night Live or a Saturday evening or a Sunday evening where you don't have anything going on.
Totally.
Yeah.
And so if people want to get more information or check out your calendar, where can people go to find that?
RedMileKY.com is our website. They can also find us on Facebook at RedMileKY is our username. And if there's anything on there that can't be answered, you know, you can always shoot us a message on Facebook. We're pretty good about responding to those pretty quickly. But should have all that information on there and give you everything you need to know, hopefully, about our events, live racing, simulcasting, food, everything.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, Mary Catherine, well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's been incredible, and the Red Mile is a place that I always like to go to and just observe, honestly.
Absolutely.
People watch a little bit.
Of course.
Just to see people get so excited about racing and winning or losing.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like being at the airport and seeing people leave, you know.
That's a funny comparison. Yeah. I like that, actually.
You're either weeping or smiling.
That's
you know,
right.
You know,
that's
one or
right.
the other.
That's right.
So that's awesome. So yeah. Is there anything about the Red Mile that you've learned since you started working there that you were surprised about or you felt like people didn't know but should?
I think for me, it's been amazing to be part of this, you know, new frontier into the instant racing. And I truly feel that what is good for Red Mile is good for the horse industry in terms of, you know, helping to benefit the purses and the horsemen and the folks that really make this their living. And horse racing is a huge part of Kentucky. And we're really proud to be a piece of the fabric of Lexington. And just the history of Red Mile has really surprised me. And that nostalgia that, that Red Mile brings, but also trying to let people realize that we are not what we were. We have grown, and we welcome all people. And, you know, we're just excited to keep reintroduce ourselves to Lexington as much as we can.
Definitely, with a brand new face.
That's right.
That's great.
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Mary Catherine.
Thank you.
I had a great time talking with you and learning more about the Red Mile. And, you know, it's a fascinating place, and it's a vital part of Lexington's history.
Thank you.
You know, especially being the second oldest
in the world harness racetrack.
Yeah. That's pretty
amazing. I'm proud of that little tidbit there.
Oh, yeah. As it should be. Well, cool.
Absolutely.
Well, nonetheless, I guess we'll take a little break here.
Cool.
But thank you so much for coming in and talking with us. And everybody, this Saturday, it starts at 6.
7 p.m. is when the racing starts.
7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Wiener Dog Races.
That's right.
Red Mile. You can check more out at redmile.ky.
RedMileKY.com.
RedMileKY.com. Mm-hmm. Great. Cool. All right. Well, thank you all very much. And nonetheless, we'll be back here in a little bit. You're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU LPFM.